Well, thank you for joining us on the KHSU Magazine on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm David Reed, and I am here with Nikki Viso. I hope I did that right. I didn't do it right.
No, you nailed it.
It's close. Okay. And Marcy Burstner and Violet McCrigler. All here to talk about Banned Books Week, some events happening here at Humboldt State University, probably out in the community as well. Before we get started, you three come from some different approaches to this. Nikki, how are you involved in Banned Books Week?
I am, so right now I'm in a master's program through San Jose State, Master's of Library and Information Science, and so I've been working with the library on trying to get more involved. So this year for Banned Books Week, I helped create the flyer and one of the displays in the library that gives a more historical look at where we've been with Banned Books Week.
Okay. And Marcy, you've been involved in this a long time. You're the chair of HUM Rights.
Right. I teach in the journalism department here, but I'm also the co-founder of an organization called the Humboldt Center for Constitutional Rights. And 5 years ago, we teamed up with the library to hold our first Banned Books reading to kind of bring the idea of censorship to the public in really what I see as a fun way.
And Violet, you are part of the library, so you're surrounded by books and digital media.
Yes.
And there's a lot of banned books, or formerly banned books, that live at the Humboldt State University Library.
Yeah, I'm absolutely banned or challenged. And I'm the user accounts coordinator, so I work in access services and circulation at our library here. And like Nikki, I am also getting my master's in library science through San Jose.
We have future librarians. Yay. Or current librarians. That's great. What are some of the events that are coming up? The events are September 23rd through the 29th nationally. Mm-hmm. What's happening here in Humboldt County or here at HSU?
On the 26th, which is a Wednesday, from 5 to 7 p.m., we're having the annual Banned Books readout. And we really encourage people to sign up. There's a link on the HSU Library's homepage that allows you to sign up and pick your favorite banned book. And
can anyone sign up in the community, students, faculty,
absolutely.
Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the idea was originally, and we've been doing it since, is to try to get as many people to come in and read out loud books that some people consider dangerous at 5-minute increments. Some people don't even read that long. They might read a poem. But what we find is that when people read books out loud, it's so powerful that they have a hard time actually stopping, and we have to stop people at the 5-minute mark.
Where is that event happen? Is it in the library, the main lobby there?
Or? Yep, it'll be right in the library lobby,
okay.
First floor.
Okay, in a very big space. How many people usually come out to that?
You know, it's varied year to year, and largely it's varied by the time and date we offer it. It's hard to predict. We get a pretty good sign up in the beginning, but what we're really encouraging is people to come by, walk by, sit down, hear some readings, and grab a book and sign up right there.
Oh, really?
And those are usually the most fun, because what happens is people will see a book that really changed their life, their personal life, and they feel compelled to join us and read.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrific. Mm-hmm. That's the magic right there. How did this whole Banned Books Week get started? This is a national event.
This is a national event. Here, it was, I just had this idea of reading books out loud, and I got together with Kumi Watanabe at the library at the time 5 years ago, and it turned out that the art department was working on an art project with the same theme. So we all kind of got together. It was a multi-department effort for the first one, and it turned out to be really fun.
Yeah, and then the American, Violet, can you help me out?
Yeah, the American Library Association, is that
right?
I'm thinking, yeah, they have a really great website that's dedicated to the history of Banned Books Week, and that's something that Nikki actually has made a display about in the library lobby. Mm-hmm. So, it's got a really interesting history going back into the 80s and also including the retail world. So, mm-hmm.
I've been surprised and also sadly not surprised at the top 10 banned books this year, banned and challenged, right?
That's
and how does that list even get generated?
So it's offered by booksellers and libraries by sending in information to the American Library Association. So it's all self-reported.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I did read in one article about banned books that It is, sadly, you may not know the books that are really getting banned and challenged because people get tired of reporting, and mm-hmm. they're really only reporting when the book gets placed back into circulation or back in a school, and sometimes there's just the defeat of, well, okay, they've pulled it, and it mm-hmm. never gets reported.
Right, and a parent might not know that their child is being denied access to a book that is standard fare at schools across the country.
Right. Mm-hmm. What are, I mean, can you name some of those books, especially, you know, thinking about children in schools?
Mm-hmm. So the Harry Potter series comes up a lot. The books by Sherman Alexie tend to get banned or challenged.
I think that's number two on the mm-hmm. top 10 this
it is,
year, right?
Yes.
And then a big one that comes up year after year is And Tango Makes Three, which is a picture book.
Okay. Can we stop for just a second? So people are angry about gay penguins?
Yes.
Really? Seriously? This is a children's book about the two penguins at, mm-hmm. I think, the San Diego Zoo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And their happy family.
And their happy family? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was kind of surprised. Well, it seems like the big themes now are issues of gender, mm-hmm. issues of sex, and then, you know, people's challenging their own identities. Is that kind of sound about right?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of different reasons why things are banned or challenged, and those are definitely top issues. Sometimes it gets a little more complex, though. Sometimes it can be stereotypes in books or issues with racism. So it's definitely, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why it comes up, and so it's a pretty complex issue.
And, you know, in my original thinking of this, I was thinking, it's like, oh, well, these are small-minded people who are, you know, lashing out. But there's, you know, people protesting words, the racial slurs in mm-hmm. books. And
Huckleberry Finn has been, you know, very controversial across the country.
Sure. And that, I think, of Mice and Men mm-hmm. Has been challenged a lot because mm-hmm. of racial slurs in it as well.
But one of the things to think about is, you know, I go back to three books that I consider life-changing for me when I was a kid and then a teenager that always show up on these books. And the first is Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And the second is Harriet the Spy, which I really do think is why I became a journalist. And the third is Go Ask Alice. And I really think, you know, all through my high school and college, I've had lots of friends that did lots of drugs, and I never did. And I really think it was because of that book, that book scared the pants off of me on drugs. And to the fact that people challenge it because of the drugs, I think the whole message of censorship is you don't know the message that sometimes you create more of a dangerous message by banning a book mm-hmm. than by letting people make up their own minds from it.
I'm also noticing that, like, most of the books that I thought of as life-changing as well in high school, especially, like Catcher in the Rye, probably one of the most challenged on the list.
I would say so.
And then things like The Kite Runner promotes another religion. That's amazing to me. Mm-hmm. We've only got about 30 seconds left. What are the events that people really should know about in the community?
So there's the banned books readout at the library that we talked about.
And what time is that?
5 to 7 p.m. Okay. on the 26th. And then the English Club, as well as the Women's Resource Center on campus, are hosting a book drive. And they have bookshelves in the library where people can donate books and to help spread those dangerous ideas in our community.
And where can people find more information?
So if they go to the library's website, right now there's a featured event that's about Banned Books Week. They should see a graphic right there. If they click on that, it'll take them to a research guide that has all kinds of resources for them to check out.
I put in Banned Books HSU into mm-hmm. my search
Perfect.
Engine, and it was the first thing that came up. So,
awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of great resources. There's a Time Magazine article that you guys have online that talks about how banned books have changed over the decades, and Harry Potter is not getting in the list anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, so Violet McCrigler, Marcy Burstner, Nikki Viso, thank you so much for being here talking about Banned Books Week on KHSU this afternoon.